Back home now, consultant psychiatrists have warned of a risk to patient health due to a shortage of beds for those with severe mental illness. While Ireland has moved away from the large mental institutions of the past, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association says too few psychiatric beds means only the sickest patients can now be treated in hospital. In the first of two reports on our mental health landscape, Carol Coleman now reports on how too few beds are impacting patients.
So in 2020, I was admitted to the psychiatric hospital in Sligo. I was suffering from depression and anxiety and was feeling suicidal.
Rebecca Gilmartin is familiar with the squeeze on beds. After weeks of hospital treatment for a mental health crisis, she had to make way for a sicker patient.
I didn't want to go home. I wasn't in a good place at home. I really wasn't. I didn't feel safe at home. But the following night we went up to bed and I waited for my husband to go to sleep. And I went downstairs with the intention of ending my life. I was sitting on the couch just thinking what I was going to do.
Rebecca says that going home while still unwell impacted not just on her, but her husband.
And he ended up having to hide every bit of medication in the house. He used to have to give me my own medication at morning and night. He was constantly looking after me.
In late 2021, a HSE audit found 1,100 mental health beds across the whole public system,
which gives us a rate of 23 per 100,000, which is less than a third of the EU average of 75 per 100,000. So we're very much at a deficit there.
Anne Doherty, consultant psychiatrist and vice president of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, says when she qualified 20 years ago, there were 4,000 beds, three to four times today's number. And while large mental institutions are gone, now only the sickest patients, she says, can get a bed.
Those large institutions absolutely had to be closed down. But I think the numbers are showing that we've gone beyond what other countries have stopped at in terms of that reduction. Now, increasingly, what we find is when there's pressure on beds and when people cannot readily access a bed, the threshold for admission gets higher and higher and higher. And as a result, people are often iller when they get to the point of coming into hospital. And that's certainly what we've all been seeing in the last number of years in Ireland.
The HSE told us there are over 2,000 beds across all approved public and private centres. But for those who can't be admitted, what impact does Professor Doherty see?
I would certainly say health is being put at risk. And obviously, you know, with mental health problems, that can be extremely, extremely serious. And in the population I work with in the North Inner City, a lot of people are experiencing homelessness. And we certainly see a pattern where as people's mental health deteriorates, their ability to, you know, to maintain their accommodation, to maintain their tenancies deteriorates as well. And people often drift into homelessness from there.
Rebecca Gilmartin is better now and coordinates the free counselling service at Northwest Stop, a mental health charity where she hears about other people's wait for treatment.
A lot of them are from people who have gone to their GP for help or gone to the hospital for help. And a lot of them are given a prescription and put on a waiting list for either a psychiatric appointment or for to see a counsellor. If you're in a position like that and you go with the hope of getting help and it doesn't happen, it really pushes you back a lot mentally.
Calls to Northwest Stop, which covers from Donegal over to Longford, she says have doubled in a year.
We have people, children as young as four, their parents ring to refer them, and absolutely every age group we've had people up in their 80s calling for help. So it affects everybody, and it's hard to look for help and then to be pushed away again. It's nearly like they don't believe you. I'm not as bad as I am. It's a real mind battle when you reach for help and you don't get the help you're looking for.
Carol Coleman reporting there. In a statement to the programme, the HSE said future bed numbers will be progressed by the Mental Health Capital Planning Group and will take into account emerging models of care and more flexible approaches to treatment.